Right, joining me in the studio is Paul Golder, coming straight back from the council with this week's updates from the council. And you've been at the briefing all morning.
Yeah, good morning, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello. Busy meeting today. We had the leader of Brentwood Borough Council, Councillor Barry Aspinall, and also Graham Clark, who is also the deputy of the Lib Dem group on Brentwood Borough Council. As well, and had a lot of council meetings over the last few days. We had the assets meeting, the environment meeting, William Hunter Way meeting, which I mentioned at the start of the briefing today, and then said nothing else about. So,
right,
obviously no news about William Hunter Way, and also parish councils as well. Now, the assets panel met, and it's something we've talked about lots over the last few months. The council looking at various borough-owned properties and land in terms of possible future development and future income generation. We know all about that. Talking about the multi-storey car park in Copfold Road,
yep.
This may be refurbished or replaced. There'll be no loss in numbers should this happen, so they're not going to reduce car parking in the town, and they may increase it. The idea of this has gone out to designers, so there could be some changes at that car park, which I always find a little bit difficult to drive my car around or park.
I go in there every day. I always go up to floor 11. That's when it starts getting clear.
Right, it's the actual not being able to see the curbs as you're going up. I found I used to have a wider car than I've got now, and yeah. I was absolutely petrified in when I was going up there, and I used to clip the curb quite a bit, so maybe I can't drive, but I do find it a bit tight. So, but they're looking at it, and they're looking at either a refurbishment or a replacement, which would be good.
With that car park, you know, you've got the apartments next to it. Do they actually have spaces in there that they rent or they pay
for?
Yeah,
some of those are specific for Beckett House.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. There's a car park at Westbury Road as well, which is near the other end of the high street from Wilson's Corner, and they're looking to enhance that maybe by putting in some independent shops with housing and some car parking there, create some income for the council. This is something we talked about several months ago. I do believe the opposition's response was that was communism, which made everybody laugh at the time. So that's what they're thinking of doing, to generate some income for the council, much needed income, of course. And the Brentwood Borough Council does need a strategy to make sure that car parking isn't diminished in the town, and this is going to be announced by Councillor David Kendall from the Lib Dems at the Business and Town Centre Committee forthcoming. Talking about car parking, as we know, Crossrail is going to have an impact on the car park spaces at Friars Avenue in Shenfield, and the council are looking at ways of trying to get some of the parking spaces back for shoppers. That's where the emphasis is. Now, Graham Clark spoke about this as well. He's a Shenfield councillor, and they're looking at how they can avoid losing spaces. Now, he says they've looked around, and many of the streets have a parking restriction where you can't park your car between 10 and 11 and 2 and 3. And the idea is, firstly, that stops commuters parking on the yellow lines all day long, and secondly, it stops people doing the school run. Well, obviously not between 10 and 11, but maybe between 2 and 3. Stops people parking their cars there when it gets busy for schools. And Friars Avenue actually has a parking restriction of 9 till 6, so you can't park there any time during the day, whereas all the other ones, they just have this 1 hour in two chunks. Now, if they change that, that will help short-term shoppers who can come along to Shenfield, park their car, and then run in and get a couple of bits and pieces. But they've got to consult with residents. So they're hoping to, obviously, businesses will like that, because more people can drive to Shenfield and park and then come in and buy their stuff. Mm. Now, some of the car park spaces in the Friars Avenue car park are for employees who buy season tickets from the council, so they can park their car there, and all of those spaces are going to be lost by the Crossrail works, because they're prioritising shoppers. So what the council are hoping to do is to talk to the NCP, to all the rail bodies and so on, because they've got the railway car park on the other side of the railway lines, the NCP there, and they're hoping to transfer some of the employees to the NCP at no extra cost, because obviously NCP are much more expensive than other car parks. So the council are looking at ways to actually alleviate the problems for shoppers and employees, and they think they might end up with more spaces for shoppers than they previously had during the Crossrail works, which will be a good result for people who want to come into the town and buy stuff. And Barry went on to say that Brentwood is vibrant and buzzing, he said there are fewer empty shops in the town than ever, and he paid tribute to the Towie effect, made careful note to write that down word for word. And he says it's revitalised Ongar Road. He said there's 9 shops in the area. We've also got the Rue Brothers, you might have seen on the front page of the Gazette this week, hoping to come into the town, and they've got to go through planning and so on. They're not definitely coming in yet, but plans are afoot and advanced on that front. So he's really excited about what's happening in Brentwood at the moment. And this comes back to the thing we were talking about the multi-storey car park. Barry says it's manky, it's smelly, it's unfriendly, and it needs to be brought in with the rest of the status for Brentwood.
Can I just ask, if they're going to do this, and they're doing William Hunt Way, which has also got a lot of... If they do that, they won't be able to do those both at the same time, because they'll lose so many parking spaces, won't they?
Because
you're going to lose both car parks, so you won't be able to do both of them, because you'll only have the... There will be nowhere for anyone to park in.
Early days yet. You would think that they wouldn't do them both at the same time, so that all these car park spaces are lost. But, you know, hopefully that the work will happen quickly. I mean, I think the slow part is the procurement process and getting it through the politics and then finding the right company and then finishing all your consultations. Once they've actually started building it, then knock it out quite quickly.
What they might do with that car park is probably turn it into apartments, wouldn't they? Or are they going to keep the car park, or are they going to build another...
Which car park?
You know the Copford one. Is it going to stay a car park?
It's going to stay a car park. There's no intention to lose the spaces, but they say they need to smarten it up.
Yeah.
That's not going to become more apartments.
I'll tell you why it's not
anything.
Very friendly. If anyone is in a wheelchair, I've taken both my parents in that car park. They've got doors that open towards you. So if you've got somebody in a wheelchair or pushchair, you have to stand in front of them, pull the door, and then try and wiggle them through. So they should have automated it. That would be a good thing to add.
Or a button.
to get the doors. At
wheelchair height. Yeah, it's got to be brought up into the 21st century. I think the council know that as well. And like everything, they're under pressure. No matter who's running the council, they're under pressure to actually spend the money wisely. And it's often money that they haven't got and they've got to find. So they're looking into it. It's something that's important to them. And that's why we're talking about it now. So, fingers crossed, better car parking for the people of Brentwood. Now, moving on. Barry's met up with all the parish councils this week. He met them all on Monday night, and they're talking about the local development plan, which we've been talking about. And Barry says that he's been working hard to stop unwanted development in Brentwood, which is 89% greenbelt. They've recalculated it. It was 87, but they've rejigged the figures, and they now proudly say it's 89. I don't know if that's proudly, but 89% of Brentwood is greenbelt. So redevelopment is very problematic in the town. Now, they've spoken with the parish councils about how they could raise revenue. This is always a hot topic. And Barry has met with most of them singularly, all except Kelvedon, Hatch and Doddinghurst at the moment. He's very impressed with the entrepreneurial attitude that the parishes are showing, particularly at Mount Nessing, who he singled out, said they were doing very well. The kind of things they're looking at are investigating mobile phone improvements, broadband use improvements, and they're helping, the council are helping with legal advice and licensing matters and that kind of thing. Also green burial sites and solar panel farming. I know there's a big solar panel farm that's been proposed in Billericay, which isn't in Brentwood Borough Council. And I know that a lot of residents are up in arms about that, which I don't get, because I kind of feel that common sense tells me that the more people and the more devices and the less natural resources, we're going to run out of energy one day, so we should be doing something about it now.
Won't be in our generation though, will it? So,
well, you might see the end of it, you never know.
Well, hopefully not for quite a while.
You are very young, Michelle, as we know, so you've got a few years left.
I haven't got any children, but you have, so you want your children to have a bright future.
Yes, that'll teach them to have Xboxes and everything, won't it?
Love you, Dad.
So they're looking at this, and they're looking at additional sport facilities and additional play areas as well. And Barry's made the point, all parishes have very poor transport links with the town centre. That's not the council's fault. So, you know, the more provisions within the parishes, the better. I think that makes sense. This week as well, Barry's met up with an organisation called Sabre, who are a Ministry of Defence reservist organisation, and Brentwood Borough Council have been awarded a silver award in the employee recognition scheme. Now, silver doesn't mean they came second, it's just what they call their award, and this is all about employing and re-employing former members of the armed service. So Brentwood Borough Council has been recognised by that, and you'll probably see the press story going out in the Gazette next week. So gave himself a little pat on the back there and said he was very good that the council are looking after their the ex-armed forces in their staff. Brentwood, of course, is ex-garrison town. Used to have a massive barracks at Worley, and the council depot is still part of the old Worley site. I know that the Marillac Hospital in Eagle Way was the old officer's mess, and where Ford's Motor Company is, that was all barracks.
Yeah.
Some photos online about it. Massive, absolutely massive station of troops there. So Brentwood does have this good history with the armed forces. They always have a good turnout on Armed Forces Day in Brentwood as well, as you know. Now, at this point, the press officer for Brentwood Borough Council, Leona Murray-Green, was dismissed from the room, and Barry then talked about some politics on behalf of, as his position of leader of Brentwood Accord, which, of course, is the coalition of Labour, Lib Dems, Brentwood First, and independent councillors who are running the council, just to explain the terms. Now, Barry's very upset about a letter that appeared in the Gazette from the leader of the opposition, Louise McKinley, who has accused the council of having very high levels of sickness, and saying that the administration is affecting staff morale, which is causing the sickness. And they, I know you're ill, and I know you came in today, Michelle. Well done. And I know you haven't been very well.
Sorry, I had a bit of a cold, and I sneezed myself. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Michelle has very kindly provided some sound effects. Always works better on the radio. Really, you know, Barry and Graham Clark very upset. They rubbish the claims. They say that the claims are desperate. They're misleading as well. Graham said that the numbers have been misleading because we've had 100 sick days, which is the equivalent of five people if they work 20 days a month. 100 a month, that's what they had, and that's five out of 340 people, so it's about 1.2%. And they know that that's a very low figure, that's an acceptably low figure, 1.2%. Now for example, London Borough of Barking and Dagenham is about 8%, which is a lot higher, which isn't acceptable. Now if that 100 days goes up to 140 in 1 month, that might just be two people being ill for the month, you know. That's not an enormous, there's an enormous percentage increase from 100 to 140. It's clearly 40% up, but it doesn't mean that, you know, that 1.2% might go up to about 1.5%, but it's still way under what is acceptable, you know, what is unacceptable, shall I say. So they are claiming that the opposition is conducting a little bit of jiggery pokery with these statistics, and they feel it was a bit desperate, unquantifiable, and they're going to respond to that. So they weren't very happy about that. But on a more positive note, moving on to some positive things, the Accords were confirming their commitment to Hopefield. 100,000 people have signed the petition now, that's online, which is fantastic, going up all the time. I know we tipped over 100,000 yesterday, I saw that. And the Accord said they're going to do as much as they can. They talked again, what we talked about last week. They have an opportunity to try and develop, and not develop, it's probably a bad word. I'm not going to say they had an opportunity to build a hotel there. No, that wouldn't do well.
No,
joking aside, they have an opportunity to expand the operation there. We talked about it last week, maybe getting other animal rescue places in there. Barry mentioned for the first time the word Shenfield Country Park, so the idea that they might end up with a big green open space from the Mount Nessing roundabout all the way down to where Hopefield is now, and that will protect it against housing encroaching from the Chelmsford Road, from the Shenfield end, the other side of Hopefield. And that would they already own Merrymead Park, which is 45 acres. There's a few other fields they're looking at, so there's a good possibility they could knock the whole lot together, buy Hopefield, and then consolidate it into one great big country park. And Barry said this is a continuation of policies that the Lib Dems put in 20 years ago when they were in power, and they created a number of green spaces around the Brentwood town. And they want to do the same with Shenfield. And they feel that, you know, a visitor centre, an education centre, other animal rescue centres relocating there could be very much part of the country park. Now, it's not a city farm. Where kids from the city come in and they look at the operation of a farm, and those farm animals may end up getting sold to market and eaten. It's not going to be like that at all. It's still very much, the concern is about animal welfare. And we know that, you know, the Accords councillors have been, and Karen Chilvers was in on Friday to talk about what she was doing as well. And Keith Chanter has been, Keith Rogers has been in on his normal Thursday show, and he's been talking about people from Hopefield. He's been very much involved with going down.
He was
and
down
helping,
there, wasn't he?
Helping the position. Yeah, yeah, he
Shetland pony.
He was photographed next to a Shetland pony, and somebody rather unkindly said on Facebook that it was a Shire horse, and then Keith sat on it, which I thought was really unkind.
He's very slim really and tall. Unkind. He's about 6'1", I think.
That's what he was getting at. He's certainly not a portly gentleman in the stomach department. He's a very tall man. So off track there a little bit. The Accord very much committed towards Hopefield. There's a meeting on Tuesday evening at 6:45 at the Town Hall, and it's only going to be a short one, but hopefully it will have a positive impact on the future of Hopefield. Any listener who is welcome to attend, they are urged to attend.
Just wanted to ask, you know, you said the value of the land is about £2 million. Was that about the figure panted around or not?
I think so, but it all depends on what the potential is for the land. At the moment, there's the potential to put housing on it, even though that potential is very slim. If it becomes a community asset, then the land isn't going to be worth £2 million anymore. Yeah. It's going to be worth less, and hopefully somebody could come along and buy it. Yeah. And the current owner will have no use of the land and may just want the money, even if it's less money. So hard to tell. We could have a whip round, see how far we get.
Well, we've done all right with the food bank stuff. Got loads.
That's not bad. We could sell the food bank.
No, don't sell the food bank stuff. That's being picked up on its Sundays, and I think Tony Smith is getting that over. We've had loads of people bringing food in. So thank you very much. We have
4 full boxes of food here. Yeah. So thank you very much. And we have been checking. It is the food it's all in date. It's the kind of food that the food bank people need to have as well, because there are certain guidelines. You can't just bring in any kind of food. There are certain things you need. You can't bring in a loaf of bread, for example. That kind of thing. So good work. People at Brentwood for making an enormous pile of food in the corner of the studio.
And also, I'm going to be speaking to Hopefield next week. They're going to be my guests coming into the studio, so we'll have a more
chat. That's right, we have Leanne Inglis in on Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
Consult phoenixfm.com for more details.
That's it. 11:23, here's Natasha Bedingfield with these words.